The U.S. president has slammed his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, after he made accusations against Donald Trump and his family in a new book. Trump said Bannon has lost his mind following his dismissal from the White House. The U.S. president added that his aide had very little to do with his victory in the presidential election. In the book, Bannon has described a 2016 meeting between Trump's son and a Russian lawyer as treasonous. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders also dismissed the accusation as ridiculous.
I think that is a ridiculous accusation and one that I'm pretty sure we've addressed many times from here before. And if that's in reference to comments made by Mr. Bannon, I'd refer you back to the ones that he made previously on 60 Minutes, where he called the collusion with Russia about this president a total farce. So I think I would look back at that. If anybody's been inconsistent, it's been him. Certainly hasn't been the president or this administration.
Bannon was chief executive officer of the Trump campaign in its final 3 months and then White House chief strategist for 7 months before returning to the right-wing Breitbart News. He helped shape Trump's America First campaign message before he left his post in August. Earlier, political scientist and talk show host Wilmer Leon joined us with his take on the row between Donald Trump and his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon.
It's not that much of a surprise in that the Trump-Bannon arrangement or marriage was really doomed to fail like Trump's other marriages. Bannon is a neoliberal, white nationalist, non-compromising ideologue, and Trump is a transactional, narcissist, opportunist who's not wedded to any ideology at all. Bannon was critical to getting Trump elected, but the problem that Trump has had since being elected is learning how to govern, and Bannon really can't help him on the governing side because Bannon has been alienating Trump from the established Republicans who Trump needs to get legislation passed. So we're really going to have to see really the power, how much power does Bannon have with that base, and can Trump stay true to that base without Bannon? We're going to have to see.